This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I do sound a little hoarse. No, I'm not sick. The reason why I'm a little hoarse is because we're coming up on the high holidays starting tonight, and my kids, you know, need to find their suit, need to find their tie, need to shave, so I've been yelling at them. We've been trying to clean the house so we could do a dinner, and I have been basically yelling at the kids for the past 24 hours, don't forget to shave, no, clean underwear, no, you need a new tie, where's your tie, are you kidding me, I gotta buy a tie. And so even though as you go into a very religious sort of week ahead of you, you know, it always seems to be preceded with a little bit of, what the hell is going on? And so, there's going to be a lot more yelling in my house. In fact, I just had to yell at them to clean the dishes. That's kind of how it goes, right? I mean, you know, I look, Christmas. Go to my friend's house for Christmas. It's so beautiful, the candles and the Christmas tree and, you know, it just all the love and the music, but you know that it was hell, right? The hours before leading up to that celebration. So as we're going into the high holidays, this is the second time since COVID. And it's very interesting because Rosh Hashanah is the head of the new year. So in Judaism, we celebrate the new year. No, not by listening to Barbara Streisand songs. No, we don't listen to Barbara Streisand. No, we don't. No Neil Diamond songs get played. I mean, I don't think so. I'm in a more conservative temple, so we just sing the Hebrew. But really, do any of you guys, really, you really play Neil Diamond? You're not supposed to be. Maybe you do. I mean, anybody gets that, yeah. No. The constipation is Passover. No, you get constipated at Passover. No, Rosh Hashanah, you should not get constipated. Rosh Hashanah it starts the 10 days of reflection, where you're starting the new year, you're going into the new year, and you're supposed to kind of look back and go, you know, what were some of the big mistakes I made this last year? You know, did I not wear my mask right? Did I wrong somebody? Did I not forgive somebody who wronged me? And should I forgive? And you go through this, because apparently it takes 10 days for you to reflect on a whole year's worth of stuff. I don't remember what I did last weekend. But apparently during Rosh Hashanah, hopefully your memory comes back. And then you go, doh. Then in fact, when you're in temple, I don't know if you've ever been to temple, but when you're in temple, all of a sudden you hear somebody go, doh. You're like, what's wrong with you? And it's because they realize that they did something pretty bad a month or two behind. So, you know, as we're going, right? We don't do that, temple. As some of us mentally go, no! We are supposed to then, on Yom Kippur, our Day of Atonement, we fast. And all we do is think about God, how to be better people, and how to make up for bad stuff we did. So, for example, I was, you know, with some friends at dinner last night, and we were talking about somebody who was very good looking right in front of our husbands, right? Not somebody in the restaurant, but some, you know, public figure who was very good looking. Probably shouldn't be doing that, so I'm going to have to tone for that. So those are things you kind of look back. No, I'm not going to tone for a bad radio show. No. No, there's nothing to atone for with this show. I think the show is pretty damn good. So cut me some slack, Jack. Oh, I said damn. All right, I'll atone for that. But what's interesting is what happened last year with COVID was the very first time in years when we didn't get to go into temple. and we didn't get to go into the building where we could pray with others. And because of COVID, we had to do like a Zoom thing. My temple was fantastic. My temple, kudos, Temple Beth Shalom, very, very well done how they made this work and how they were inclusive and all that, because it's really hard, you know, to do prayer on Zoom, but they did. They were able to make it happen even through YouTube Live or whatever. It stinks because our city opened up a week later due to COVID, and it's like it could have opened up that week before for the high holidays, but mind you. But I did notice a difference, because when you are praying and when you unite, whether it's for Easter, whether it's for Christmas, whether it's, you know, for Ramadan, you want to be around others. And it's amazing how the prayer and the love need that physical presence. And so, you know, I did the Yom Kippur, I did the Rosh Hashanah, I prayed, I did all that, and I felt like COVID cheated me out of a really, 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 really good reflection period, right? Because when you're in temple, when you see your other Jews whose family went through your family, and, you know, whose relatives have been decimated and killed, and constantly bigoted against and all that, and then here we are, the younger generation, still alive, still standing and together, it just makes a whole different aura about why we do what we do. I mean, it blows my mind how years ago, Jews were getting killed and people would stand up and say, I'm Jewish, and get killed also. You know, and as a kid, I'm like, you know, don't you want to lay low and say, you know, you know, stay alive long and don't say anything? But then I'm like, well, that's bad because, you know, you want to show strength. But sadly, you know, people who, you know, were who they were and stood up for who they were died. And so us Jews now, we kind of live in this very weird, precarious sort of world right now where, you know, if people don't like us, you know, we're still targeted. And then throughout the world. But on the other end, we want to be strong. And the only way we're strong is in numbers. And so I love the fact that this Rosh Hashanah, we can be together in numbers. Some people still kind of fear COVID, which is fine. And they'll stay home. So it's going to be a little odd. But, you know, COVID or no COVID, the strength that we need spiritually, I think also helps fight, you know, a lot of the BS that we're dealing with. And so, you know, I'm going to be around others, and I'm going to reflect, and I'm going to probably say, don't. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984. 844-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So I rarely give bad reviews of restaurants because I live in Las Vegas. We have awesome restaurants. Told you guys about Michael's at the South Point. Told you guys about Outback. I love Outback Steakhouse. I've even had some good Applebee's at Fancy Lac. Applebee's on a, anyway. So I rarely dislike a restaurant. Fleming's, oh my gosh, Maggiano's. We just keep nailing it. We just keep nailing it in Vegas. And having been in Vegas for, most of my life, I was in California, Arizona, now Vegas, watching Las Vegas become this now draw for fantastic, fantastic food, not only now changes that whole idea of, well, Vegas was just about showgirls and gambling. You come to Vegas to eat. You come to Vegas to propose to your loved one. You know, you come to Vegas to have an experience. And look at, you know, Chef Ramsay. We have Hell's Kitchen. We have Gordon Ramsay Steak. We have Wolfgang Puck. We have been an icon when it comes to food. So when many of you have said that you've come into town and this stunk and this stunk and this stunk and you've asked where are the tourist traps, I never thought we had tourist traps because I've eaten on the Strip. I've eaten in these, it's like amazing, just amazing. So I really wasn't aware of that. And when you're a local and you're Las Vegas and you've been here when Las Vegas went through Bob Stupak's Vegas World and then later transformed to the Strat, and when you've seen, you know, the Sands go away but then the Venetian come up and all that, you really feel a sense of pride. You feel like you helped build it. Because it was your money going into the economy that helped to grow. And it's just, you feel like there's a piece of you there. So I went to two different restaurants this weekend. And again, I don't want to bag anybody. I don't want to give bad reviews. But there is a good little learning lesson here. Because, you know, when you are in the restaurant industry, and I had been in the restaurant industry for some time, there's right things to do and there's wrong things to do. And when I saw what happened this weekend was such, like, you know, it's such pendulum swing in terms of service and how customers were treated, I thought, you know, we should just talk about it. Maybe it's a one-off. So one of the most iconic, amazing pieces to the Las Vegas skyline is our Stratosphere. Bob Stupak through Vegas World and then later through the Stratosphere and all that, we have that as an iconic image, and it is phenomenal. It is, you have to see it. You just have to see it. And it has the views, just like when you go on the Link. Remember I told you guys about the Link and the Ferris wheel? Remember those guys got in trouble because they were having sex? And I know a lot of people want to have sex in the Ferris wheel, and I said not to because they got arrested and then one guy later got killed. Whatever. Don't have sex up there, but still, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful views. So my mommy, as you know, turned 77. So I'm like, I want to take her, and I want to get her up there, you know, just in case she gets a little dizzy, you know, I could give her some medicine or whatever. But I'm like, I want to surprise her with a real, real, real super nice dinner. And it was I had gone there 20-some years ago under different ownership, and it was fantastic. I mean, just fantastic. So I'm like, I want my mom to have that sort of fantastic experience. I took her to Michael's. You know, these places that I know are rock amazing. Boom. I'm going to take her there. And the restaurant is called Top of the World, and appropriately so. And they had, I don't know if it was a bad day, but they had all the stars misaligned. And it was a shame. Where, you know, long security lines, only one elevator working, people coming up late, you know. But the thing is I always see, there's always a fix. There's always a fix. So I'm sitting there happy, and I'm like, you know, because I told you guys we were going to go there, and I told you guys I was going to, you know, review it and all that. So all excited, and the kids were going to bring my mom under a separate car and surprise her, and, you know, she walks a little slow and things like that. So we're going to get the table. We're going to order the apps. We're going to order the beautiful drinks, you know, decorate. We were going to have everything ready to go. And they knew, you know, the restaurant knew, birthday party for my mom and all that. Well, we get there, and after, you know, long elevator ride and elevator broken, whatever, no big deal, we get there. And, you know, rather than the experience that you got at, like, Michael's or one of these other places, It was a little snappy, all right? And not her fault. The person at the front desk, the hostess, probably bad day. People are understaffed, whatever, but all right. Now, mind you, prices, like, went up 50% for the holiday, so we knew we were going to spend bucks. We knew we were probably going to walk out of there spending about $1,200 for a family of five. And so I'm like, okay, I mean, not, you know, what I expected in terms of, you know, the greeting. But then they're like, no, we can't sit you. Now, you got to wait. Go to the bar. And that's daylight, the bar, nobody's in the bar, I want to set up for my mom's birthday, pre-order the food, start eating apps, start drinking, no. And I'm like, okay, you guys sure? Because, you know, we're going to be spending money. No, we got rules. And I think she was snappy, not because she was mean on the inside, but because I think she was scared that there's all these new management rules. So we get there and we're like, okay, well, you know, mom walks a little bit and, you know, well, hopefully they're there, but the elevator's broken. And it's taking a long time, so they won't let us sit. And I was like, all right, not a big deal. Again, I'm still cool. But where things went wrong, and this is where I really want to warn restaurants to not do, is apparently because of a holiday weekend, despite making reservations early on and whatever, they were doing these price changes. And so one thing that I guess came up as a surprise, and the manager told us, it's not the manager's fault, it's whoever told him that this is how it's going to be, decided to charge for you to go into the restaurant. So not only are you spending about $1,200 for dinner and drinks and apps, but you had to pay additional money to sit in the restaurant. Now, you could pay extra for the glass view, but for the restaurant, then you sit in the inner part of the restaurant. Still beautiful. So they said, look, sorry, you know, we're charging for the restaurant, so you could sit up here in the bar. So they start to sit us in the bar, and I'm looking at this going, okay, we could be at $1,500 for the dinner of my mom's birthday. And anyway, it was just this kind of bait and switch that I never expected from any place like that. And so we left. I've never walked out of a restaurant. I'm not like that. I'm not that overly dramatic. And I was heartbroken because now we're talking 45 minutes later. Finally, they got to be on the elevator because it was large crowds. They get up there, and I'm like, we have to leave. It just wasn't, because they weren't going to let us in the restaurant without spending, I think it was like 40, 45 extra person. I don't remember. And again, I'm not saying this to bag on. It could have been a bad night. It could have just been, look, holidays, they have to charge that. But what sadly happened is they took an idea, an iconic idea that was supposed to be, you know, allowing anybody, even not the super duper Jeff Bezos rich. And honestly, $1,200 for dinner is pretty pricey. They took that and just tried to squeeze more money. And that is not what a restaurant is supposed to do. I've suggested sold. I've done that. I have suggested sold. I said, look, would you like another beer? Would you? I mean, look, I waited tables. I get that. I mean, you know, restaurants are businesses. But what they did is they basically, you know, it was just, I don't know if it was a disrespect. I don't know what it was. But it just wasn't the experience you wanted for your mom's 77th birthday. And so it was crushing. It was just crushing. And I don't want to give a bad review. Hopefully it was a bad day. And, you know, the hostess had a rough time. And the manager was kind of forced to by other management. But I really hope the management of the restaurant kind of reevaluates what they did. Because those of us that helped build Vegas, we're the ones that draw people to these iconic places. And then all these people started telling me, why did you go there? Because this is what we have. This was our experience. This is our experience. And that kills me. I don't want that to be an experience. I want people to come to our Vegas restaurants and know they're not tourist traps. I want them to go, okay, wait a second. You go to Vegas to be pampered. You go to Vegas to be treated like kings and queens, not to be squeezed. So, you know, we're bummed. Next day, our friends take us out. We all go out to this place called Jing. Now, Jing is in the local part of Vegas, which is why when you come to Vegas, you might need to hit the local spots. So we go to this place, Jing, and the manager comes up, Cesar. Cesar comes up, and it's just like night and day. Not that he knew who I was, not that he knew the experience we had at the other restaurant, but it was just like, you know, oh, of course, your the rest of your party's not here, Sid. You know, what do you want? We're going to order drinks. You know, let us tell you, you know, what we have. Let's talk to you about, and it was just, I mean, it was just complete opposite. And so for those of you in the restaurant business, okay, don't try to squeeze. Realize that people are people. And, you know, if they're going to be spending that kind of money, you know, and just treat them with some respect. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is visiting New York and New Jersey to assess storm damage. This comes after the remnants of Hurricane Ida prompted deadly flooding in the Northeast. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken continue their visit to the Middle East, stopping to meet with American troops, Afghan refugees, and embassy officials at the U.S. Embassy in Doha, Qatar. Secretary Blinken credits those officials as the heroes of the evacuations.
Because of the work that you've done and our colleagues have done together so well, you saved lives, you changed futures in remarkable ways.
This comes after reports that the Taliban was blocking flights carrying American citizens and Afghans from leaving Afghanistan. USA Radio News. Another coronavirus variant is now infecting people in four dozen countries, including 49 U.S. states.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in nearly every U.S. state. The variant first identified in Colombia back in January has been seen in every state now except Nebraska, with the most cases in California, Hawaii, and Alaska. The World Health Organization named Mu a variant of interest last week, as early research seemed to show that it may be able to avoid protections provided by vaccines and natural immunity. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first trial whose college admission fraud scandal is set to begin this week in Boston. 46 of the 57 people charged in the massive cheating scandal have pleaded guilty, and one was pardoned by former President Trump. Jury selection begins tomorrow in a Boston federal court for two parents. And you're listening to USA.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's been a lot of headlines on how millions of Americans are scrambling because the additional unemployment benefit pay has ended. And the weekly boost that originally started at $600 last year in the Trump administration, then it went down to $400, and then it went to $300 this year with Biden, that weekly boost stopped. And so we're seeing all these headlines where people are scrambling. Now, I'm a little confused by the scramble, because scrambling means you, with no warning, found out that something was going to happen. You know, like all of a sudden a hurricane's coming up. So for the next 2 days, everybody's going to scramble to get out of Dodge. That's scrambling. Scrambling when additional unemployment benefits to help because public officials decide to close places down. We knew these were going to expire within a matter of weeks or months or whatever. Apparently people are scrambling. They never got the memo. The other thing that I'm also wondering about with the scramble is how are people, apparently they're still getting unemployment. It just doesn't have the extra boost, but there's still unemployment if people can't find a job. And that's also a little confusing. How are people not finding jobs? Everywhere I go, it's now hiring, now hiring, now hiring, now hiring. There's jobs everywhere. I've never seen so many jobs. I mean, I remember there not being jobs, but now it's, I mean, people can't pay you enough. They're even offering to hire 14-year-olds. So they say 7 million Americans are losing federal unemployment benefits, and an additional 3 million are going to stop receiving 300 weekly boost on checks. They say four types of specialized unemployment benefit payments were created because of COVID. The federal pandemic unemployment compensation, which was a $300 weekly boost. The pandemic emergency unemployment for those who already exhausted their state unemployment benefits. Mixed earners unemployment compensation, $100 per week for people who previously worked as a contractor and employee. And then pandemic unemployment assistance, which widened, I guess, who could apply for unemployment. So these were created 18 months ago. Now they're saying Americans will not be able to claim any of them. Now I'm hearing that many states are going to kick in extra unemployment coverage and might extend the unemployment benefits for people. But I'm just a little shocked where we have jobs out there, and the headlines are making it sound like this is the most horrible thing to ever happen to people. Now, mind you, I bet there are some people out there where they, you know, can't work anymore. They got COVID, they're disabled, and they can't go back to their previous job. There are benefits still for you. You'll qualify for Social Security, you'll qualify for Medicare, etc. And it is sad that if you were making X amount of money and then you were able to make an additional $2,400 a month beyond that, I get that, you know, it does stink, you know, not having that money anymore. I get that. But I don't understand why the headlines are making it look like this is such a calamity when, you know, this should have never lasted 18 months. Now, people keep asking, well, COVID. We have COVID variants. When we have COVID variants, we have to keep people out of work. Do we? I mean, you know, I get that when Ebola surfaces, people need to take cover. I get that. I get that when Ebola, I mean, you camp out. In fact, the one good thing, if there is any silver lining to all the BS that happened throughout the COVID lockdowns, is at least we kind of know how to lock down if the biggies come. Like, you know, like I said, plagues, Ebola. COVID is bad. Trust me, it's bad. It kills. But, you know, I think you could still live your life. I mean, I think you could still, and people have. Where I'm confused is I see people at the grocery store. I see people at restaurants. I told you I ran into a couple that I didn't know the couple, but I'm hearing them talk in the parking lot. They had just had breakfast. I was leaving to get the car to get the kids because I had just left the restaurant too. And they were really funny. They were cool. They were all talking. And somebody said, "You working yet?" And they're like, "Hell no, not while I'm getting paid." So, you know, he was talking about the unemployment benefits, and I get that. And so if people haven't been getting a job because they're really definitely afraid of COVID and they're locked up in their house, I could appreciate that as a doctor. But if people are afraid to go back to work for COVID, but they're going out to a restaurant and they're going to a movie, or they're going to, you know, they're going to a grocery store, they're going shopping, then you can go to work. So, you know, it's a situation where there is demand. I see demand for restaurants. I see demand for retail. I see demand. I just don't see the demand to work. And so these restaurants, and I've spoken to a lot of restaurants, and these restaurants that I speak to, I'm like, look, how's it going with staff? Which is why I was originally really, really, you know, like I just kind of talked about the top of the world restaurant at the Stratosphere. I really had empathy for anybody being snappy or any elevator breaking, because I get it. There's not enough staff. But my problem was, you don't try to squeeze people for more money. That's not good. But you know, not letting you sit in the restaurant unless you pay. It was so, it was crushing. But I talk to restaurants and I see what's going on with the restaurants, and I ask them about the staff situation. And they say, look, we're having trouble staffing. They're all having trouble staffing. And so if they can't staff, then they can't do the services. If they can't do the services, then they can't, you know, make that money, and they can't put that money into the system. If they don't have staff, then those staff people aren't paying taxes. And so when I hear that there are millions, 7 million, still on unemployment when you have all these jobs, and even experts predicted that 500,000 jobs were supposed to be taken up last month, and they weren't. They were ignored. We're going to have a major tax issue. We're going to have a major issue in terms of people being out of work for 18 months and they just not feeling it. And it is difficult. Once you're out that long, it's really hard to get back into the swing of things. I talked to you about how many, we were hearing that many places were poaching workers from when they were allowed to open up, from areas that had less strict lockdowns, because they knew somebody being off work for a year was not going to have the same productivity as somebody who's been currently working the whole time. And you think somebody off work, you know, is rested and all that, but no, you start to lose it. You start to get used to the, you know, that's why I never want to retire. I don't want to retire because I don't want to get lazy. And I want to be busy, and I don't want to get used to not working. Now, I'm supposed to have surgery later this year, and I plan to work after the surgery. I plan to still do my show. I plan to still see patients once I'm not in pain, and I don't need to take any pain medication, and I'm going to try not to take pain medication. But, I'm planning to get my hysterectomy. Hey, yeah, I can't wait. Hysterectomy, can't wait. We'll talk about that later. But, you'll hear about it. But I worry that if I'm going to be off for 2-3 weeks, I'm going to lose it in terms of the ability to, you know, do a good job. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So over the weekend, we had heard that there were planes that were trying to leave Afghanistan with American embassy, American workers, that the Taliban would not let leave. Now, there's been a lot of kind of confusion as to what's been going on over there since America and our soldiers had to pull out. There's been a lot of confusions as to how the pullout even happened. I don't understand why Americans weren't taken out of there first and then the military left last. Excuse me, not sure why equipment was left for just, poor management, absolute mess, but the Taliban obviously is not looking like they are playing ball. And so many local private companies are trying to help get people out. And I believe there was a female police officer who was gunned down in her home. And then there was other female police officers on the run. Women, from what we understand, are being beaten. And there's, I believe, a California native that's still stuck there saying, I don't want to be here. And apparently the White House is saying the Americans that are there were the Americans that wanted to be there. And this is just one cluster after another. We're also being told by NPR that the Taliban have stopped planes of evacuees trying to leave Afghanistan. At least four planes, this is reported by NPR, chartered to evacuate several hundred people seeking to escape the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan, have been unable to leave the country for days. There's been a lot of conflicting accounts emerging as to why the flights weren't able to take off. There's a lot of pressure. Now, I know Biden's been on vacation. It's Labor Day weekend, and he's supposed to be back from vacation, but, we have Americans there that are scared and fearing for their lives. And I know people think, no, nobody's going to kill an American. They wouldn't dare. These Taliban have already been taunting us, doing the Iwo Jima recreation in American gear, taking pictures in the American gear, showing coffins with the flag draped over. I don't think they care. In fact, I think they have a win. I think the Taliban thinks that they scared America out of Afghanistan. That's their perception. Now, you know, and I know, America, we're badasses. We know that. But they think they're in a position of strength. Now, there's hostages. They might even be calling them hostages. The White House might not be calling them hostages. They might be calling them, tourists who are vacationing. But if you're an American and you're in a country and you can't get out of the country, you're hostage. I don't know how else to define it. An Afghan official at the airport in the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif said that the would-be passengers were Afghans, many of whom did not have passports or visas, and thus were unable to leave the country. He said they had left the airport while the situation was out. Top Republican on the U.S. House Affairs Committee said that the group included Americans, and they were sitting on the planes, but the Taliban were not letting them take off, effectively holding them hostage. He did not say where that information came from, so we're still trying to figure out. We're then being told by the New York Post that six planes funded by a Glenn Beck-founded charity were identified as some of the evacuation aircrafts being grounded by the Taliban. The flights chartered by Mercury One cost the organization $750,000 each and are currently sitting empty at an airport in the city of Mazar-i-Sharif, an official with a non-governmental organization told Newsweek. More than 1,600 people, including over 100 Americans, are expected to evacuate the country on these planes. They were chartered from Afghanistan's largest private airline, Calm Air. Now, the NGO official told Newsweek that nobody is aboard these planes that are sitting idle. The planes are currently empty, and its passengers are still waiting in their safe houses for clearance for takeoff from the Taliban. So, the Taliban are right now in control. They could make this work for everybody. They could say, go to the plane. Get out of here. Will they? We're told there are 1,600-plus people on the master manifest that want to fly, of which 123 are Americans and the rest are special immigration visas. Another NGO official told the outlet that the planes have not taken off because the Taliban has failed to grant final clearance amid negotiations with the State Department that have been stuck at this point. Earlier Sunday, Texas Rep. Michael McCall said six planes carrying Americans and Afghan refugees are being held hostage by the Taliban. They are not clearing the airplanes to depart. They've sat at the airport for the last couple days, these planes, and they're not allowed to leave. They told Fox News Sunday. They say, we know the reason why is because the Taliban wants something in exchange. This is really turning into a hostage situation where they're not going to allow American citizens to leave until they get full recognition from the United States of America. So, we don't negotiate with terrorists, but on the flip side, we don't cause a situation where Americans get left behind. And it's frightening. This is worse than the hostage crisis, 79. This is horrible. I love seeing the outpour. Glenn Beck, veterans, there's so many groups that want to go in there. Special Force Ops, retired Special Force. They are like, I'll get them out of there. Let us come up with an operation. Let us do this. And, America's going to want to take the credit. Trust me, America doesn't want to look like, the White House doesn't want to look like somebody else had to do their job. We're being told that it's not even, one source said it wasn't Taliban, it was actually the State Department, is trying to slow it down. I see how this could be an absolute mess. I get it. I've worked in corporations where they want, certain people at the top to get the credit and it be so bureaucratized, such that by the time they get something done, it's too late or the project doesn't go. Yet, and I know, and anybody in the military knows, anybody in medicine knows, if you need to do something, sometimes you just need to do it. And you make that judgment call, you do it. Now, mind you, they don't want to trust some loose cannon that makes a bad move. But the way government is set up is you can't think for yourself. Just like even Biden said, Biden is not allowed to talk to certain reporters. He's not allowed to talk about certain things. It has to be previously vetted and choreographed and controlled. And sadly, apparently they didn't use that same sort of control and choreography and, thought process for the Afghan pullout. So it sounds like we still have people there. Hopefully by the time this airs, they're out of there. But Godspeed to Glenn Beck and all these other groups that are trying to get people out. I think that this is a situation where America wants to do. I get Trump was kind of off the cuff and he was spontaneous and he seemed to be a loose cannon. But I think there's a lot of people with that Trumpism in them saying, let's just get stuff done. Let's just get this done. If it wasn't done by the government, we're going to get this done. And so, I understand everybody wants to get credit for negotiation and, look like they are the ones that were, people want to do, they want to negotiate, they want to use public relations, they want to use diplomacy. I don't think diplomacy is going to work. I'm really scared about these people. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.